This is KUT. President Donald Trump is butting heads with the tech industry over his recent actions on immigration. In a letter signed by over 100 tech CEOs, including some of the biggest players in Silicon Valley, these companies say the president's policies threaten their ability to recruit, hire, and retain some of the world's best employees. KUT's Kate Gretzinger reports on how the president's immigration policies could affect Austin's tech industry.
Bjorn Bilhart is a German immigrant who came to the U.S. as a student. Today, he is the founder and owner of two Austin-based tech companies.
When I first came to Austin as an exchange student in high school in 1990, and I fell in love with this place and decided to stay and make a living here.
Bilhart started his first business in Austin. To stay in the country, he applied for an H-1B visa, which allowed him to stay for 6 years and eventually apply for citizenship. Unfortunately, the pathway Bilhart took to come to the U.S. is an increasingly rare one.
In the late 90s, early 2000s, when the H-1B program had a reasonable cap where you could apply, and if you had a case that merited you coming here because you were skilled in a certain area, you were not guaranteed, but you had a decent chance of getting H-1B and ultimately a green card and become a citizen, just like I did.
Today, the program is capped at 85,000 visas a year. Three times as many people usually apply. Now, the Trump administration says it wants to give out H-1B visas to the companies paying the highest salaries. Members of the tech industry say this would hurt startups, which tend to pay employees less while trying to grow their businesses. Kevin Coyne is the founder of local startup accelerator Tech Ranch.
For me, the logic is really simple. 51% of the startups that have been started in Silicon Valley were actually started by immigrants, and I'm sure that the Austin numbers are similar. The technology jobs that are getting created are the jobs of the future.
Tech leaders had hoped to see more visa help in 2017. Fred Schmidt works at Capital Factory, a local tech incubator. He and his colleagues had been pushing for the creation of a startup visa to help bring in entrepreneurs to start new tech ventures in Austin. It's a visa many other countries have, and the Obama administration was considering.
And so that was all in the works and looking very promising, and Obama was trying to get that done before he exited his term.
The program has since been put on hold by President Trump.
And that's where we're at right now, is there's just so much confusion. I mean, does this exist or doesn't it exist? Is this a theory, a plan, a rumor, or is it really in effect?
So far, the president's actions on immigration have left the Austin tech industry with more questions than answers. Once the dust settles, Schmidt says, he hopes things will not be worse than when they started. Kate Gretzinger, KUT News.